Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Something you said earlier really reminded me of scripture I'd read earlier. It's in Matthew, chapter 19. Remember the rich man? And
yes.
He has this dialogue with Jesus. And he comes up to Jesus and he says, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to have eternal life?"
Mm.
And then Jesus says, basically, you know, obey the commandments. And then,
right.
Of course, the guy goes, you know, just his shirt, you know, he goes, "Well, you know, I've obeyed all those things." You know, he lists off all these commandments he's obeyed and since he was a youth and all this. But Jesus says, "But you lack one thing, though." He says, "If you want to be perfect," he says, "go sell your possessions." Excuse me. "Go sell your possessions."
Possessions.
"And your possessions. And give to the poor. And you will have treasures in heaven. Then come follow me." Well, then the guy, obviously, he had a change of heart all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. He goes, and then the young man, when he heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. Think about it. You were talking about Steve Jobs and all the things that he did, all these things he amassed and couldn't even save his own life.
Yeah.
You know, here this guy is, had the opportunity, you know, walk away from it to follow Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And it's just remarkable just what a grip this had on him. But then, you know, later on it says, Peter, you know, they had this dialogue afterward, but Peter says, "Well, we've left everything to follow you. What will there be there for us?" And Jesus says, "I tell you the truth, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will sit on the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." Think about that. That would be just like blow me away. And then he says, "And everyone who has left houses, brothers, sisters, fathers, mothers, or children, or fields, for my sake, will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. But many who will be first will be last, and many who are last will be first." So you see a total, just a complete switch on what not a switch, but
contrast.
Just contrast between obviously what that young man struggled with and how the disciples answered the call to follow Jesus. But yet Jesus says, if you've left all these things, you know, you're going to inherit eternal life, and I'm going to give you hundreds much as what you've left behind.
That's right.
So there's a promise for us, that even though that, you know, it may look like we're sacrificing, we're giving up all these things. You know, God's got so much more in store for us.
So much more.
And I've always told my family, say, look, no matter what we have or what we don't have, whatever it is, hold it loosely. Because you can't hang on to it. You can't take it with you. Because one day it's just all going to burn.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
That's so powerful. I was thinking the same exact thing.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, you have your hand, you have something. If you're holding something tight in your hand, that means what? You just settled for what's in your hand. Right. And now so many people are settling for what God's put in their hand.
Yeah.
But if you open it up and you allow God to take it out, then that means God can put something else bigger and better in there.
Exactly. Exactly. I remember Paul said, he goes, "I learned how to abase, I learned how to abide. You know, I've been with lack and I've had much." It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't
matter. That's
right. I remember I heard Steve Hill say the other night, he says, "Man, I've lived in mansions, you know, and I've lived in shacks, you know, like in Argentina," you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, it didn't matter. When God says, "Get up and go," he just took off. He's moved like 24 times.
Wow.
24 times he's moved.
24 times. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I'm like, "Lord, let nothing have a hold of me. I'll let it all go."
It just goes back to what you're saying, is that, you know, the Word of God says, wherever your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And everyone has to do such a heart check to find out, where is your treasure? What are the things that you value most in your life? Because that's what's so close to your heart. If you treasure God, hopefully we'll get time in the second hour to talk about the will of God. The will of God, because you know what? You want to be in God's will. You want to be right smack dab in the middle of it. But if you're fighting to hold on to your will and the little thing that you have in your hand, you'll never, ever, ever walk into the greatness and the fullness that God has for you. Mm-hmm. You know, well, You know, God will take you on a journey to hold everything loosely. To hold everything loosely so that you can gain everything that God has for you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.